Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So we've got another week of Big 12 football to preview and give you some picks. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is how you find us. Make sure that you are subscribed right now to the channel. We appreciate you, as always, being here as a part of the show. So this is a great week of Big 12 football. Why? We have a conference game. Now, we technically have two, but only one of them is actually worth something. And you know what the deal is there. If you don't, here's what's going on. Friday, we've got a couple of games. Colorado plays Houston. That opens up Big 12 play. I guess technically Farmageddon did, but, you know, that was overseas. We don't count that, right? And then you've got Kansas State at Arizona. The K-State-Arizona game is not a conference game because it was scheduled before Arizona was in the Big 12. So it's a non-con, but it's two Big 12 teams. It's weird, but I get it. I'm good with it. So let's start there as we talk about the games here coming up this weekend. We'll start with the two Friday games. Colorado at Houston is fascinating to me because here's a Houston team that's actually starting to put it together on offense with Connor Wigman at quarterback and the wide receiver pieces that they've cobbled together that look pretty good and have some solid depth as well. You've got a Colorado team that still is looking for its identity. And this is a game where the spread opened up at about -4, -5, and then it jumped to -7 in favor of Houston. So I'm jumping on Houston, and I want to get it under a touchdown. So I'm going to go 6.5. If you got to buy half a point, so be it. But I really like what I've seen early on from Houston and what the offense in particular is doing in standing out to me in a way that it really didn't at all last season. You just didn't see that from this team. But you're seeing an offense now that is starting to get itself going. I know it's two games. I know the competition isn't great. But they're rushing for a couple of hundred yards a week. That's something that you really didn't see out of Houston last year. You got an offense that is starting to also find its way. And I just really like some of the pieces that have come together in year two under Willie Fritz. And I'm high on Wigman. I have been since before the season. And now I've got Dean Connors, who looked really good in that backfield as well. And you've got a plethora of guys at wide receiver that are starting to make their presence felt. So I like this team a lot. And I said before the year, I thought they were a team that could potentially make a little noise in the Big 12, not be a top tier competitor, but make a little noise. And I think that's going to be on display on Friday night. Meantime, I get a Colorado team that loses to Georgia Tech. And okay, Georgia Tech could compete atop the ACC. And then beats Delaware. But it's how that game went that concerns me for Colorado. You had Ryan Staub lead a plethora of quarterback options there, right? Julian Lewis and Caden Salter got some reps as well. But all of those guys played. It's not clear to me if the running game is actually any good right now. And the defensive line, to me, remains a real problem for Colorado. So, to me, this feels like a coming out party for Willie Fritz. I'm all in on how Willie Fritz is trying to build this program. And I also just don't have the confidence right now in Colorado and what they can potentially do and what they should be doing to take that next step in a post-Shedeur Sanders and post-Travis Hunter world. It's still not clear to me what exactly that's going to look like. And I don't know if Deion knows what that's going to look like. but I like Houston a lot on Friday night. They're going to be home. I know the home crowd is not incredible there at Houston, but hey, prove me wrong, Houston fans. Let's go. But I am in on the Cougars this week, and I'll take them minus the 6.5 points against Colorado. The other game on Friday night that I want to dive into, I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Make sure you are subscribed right now to the channel. We appreciate you being here as always. Kansas State and Arizona State. Arizona State is a home dog, and I'm riding the home dog here in a big way. Now, some of you might say, sucker bet, sucker. Don't do it. It's a sucker bet. Don't go down that road. No, it's not. Kansas State is a mess. Kansas State should be 0-3. Okay? Now, a lot of big money came in early on Kansas State. The Wildcats are now a one-point favorite. Opened up at Arizona, basically a pick 'em, maybe Arizona by a point, and now you flip the script, and you've got Kansas State minus one. I'm going with the home dog here. I know that they haven't played great competition so far. I get it. But this is more of a lack of confidence in Kansas State than it is anything with Arizona, who I think has actually made some strides over last season. I like what I've seen from the Wildcats, and I think everybody should like what they see from the Wildcats so far through a couple of games. But I'm looking at this Fifita offense. I'm seeing a team that is starting to gel. He clearly likes Seth Dagey's offense based on what we've seen these last couple of games. And I know it's Weber State and Hawaii, but you know what? They're home. Kansas State's playing a fourth game in a row on a short week. They've been to Ireland. They've been back for two games. They lost to Army. Now a short week, they're going to Arizona. Just stack that up. Arizona hasn't gone anywhere. They're home. K-State's traveled all over the country. Now they got this game on the road? No. That's a tough spot for Arizona. Excuse me, for Kansas State. A very tough spot for Kansas State. And I think it's going to be a great crowd on Friday night. So I'm excited for this game, even though it's not technically a Big 12 game. It's a non-conference game because this schedule was put together before Arizona was in the Big 12. But I'm excited for this game, and I'm encouraged by what Arizona is potentially going to be able to do in this one as well. And you just have a Kansas State team that is, frankly, a mess right now. Can't stop the run. They can't get that thing figured out either. So we saw that on display last week against Army. So give me Arizona plus the 1.5 against Kansas State this weekend. Other games, let's go to the Saturday action in the Big 12. Got a couple of good ones that we'll keep an eye on here for you. Now, there's some not so good ones, but we got a couple of good ones here that we'll keep an eye on for you. We've got Texas Tech and Oregon State. So Tech finally gets some kind of decent competition, but honestly, not really. Not really. So this is something right now. You look at this Oregon State team. They're 0-2. They lost to Cal by 20. They lost to Fresno by 9. So they're not very good. Now, Fresno's actually a pretty good team, but still, Oregon State's not very good. Texas Tech, this is like the first time we're going to see them play halfway decent competition, though. Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and Kent State don't count. All right? It doesn't count. I want to see the offensive line show out. I want to see that defensive line led by David Bailey make a ton of noise. I want to see these guys all over the field going nuts on Saturday afternoon against Oregon State. And I believe that they will. But I'm not going to make a pick against the spread in this one. This is not one of my picks that I'm going ahead with this week. I just really like Texas Tech. You guys know I've got them in the Big 12, right? I think that they can be a team that competes atop the Big 12 conference and is making a ton of noise and is winning this league when all is said and done. So I like them a lot. And I don't like this Oregon State team at all. But this will also be a good test for Texas Tech's secondary because Malik Murphy threw the ball for 371 yards last week against Fresno State for Oregon State. So I want to see them try to keep him in check. Taz Reddick's, one of their wide receivers, has had himself a big game. So keep those guys in check if you're Texas Tech. That secondary, I believe, will ultimately be tested, and it is going to be fascinating to see how that ultimately plays out. But I will take Texas Tech just straight up. I think that's a fairly easy pick in this game, but I'm staying away from the spread. It's 23.5, 24, depending on where you're looking, and I want no part of that right now for the Red Raiders, just because I don't know enough. I think I know, but that's a big number, man. So I'm going to avoid that one on behalf of the Red Raiders, but I do like them in this game. It's going to be fun to watch it play out. Then we've got West Virginia and Pittsburgh, a little backyard brawl. West Virginia coming off of that bad loss to Ohio. Pittsburgh has beaten Duquesne and Central Michigan. So I see this game and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. I really don't. Don't want to go down this road. Don't want to have to think this way. But I have a hard time seeing this one work out in West Virginia's favor based on that Ohio game last week. The quarterback position's a mess. Jaheim White is coming off of, obviously, a season-ending injury, so he's done. So I'm like, man, there's not a lot to like about this game on behalf of West Virginia. Outside of the fact that you're buying into Rich Rod, the rivalry, the pageantry, and they're going to be tough, and it's the home crowd. And then it's like, yeah, and I don't like the Mountaineers at all. In fact, I'm going with Pittsburgh minus the 6.5 in this game. You know, some of you may see it at 7 somewhere, but I'm going with Pittsburgh minus the 6.5 points. Try to get that number somewhere if you can in this game. But I just think there's too much going in Pittsburgh's favor. They've got a veteran quarterback in Holstein. They've got some good weapons at wide receiver, depth too at that position in a way that they haven't had. And they've got some big old boys up front too. They've got guys like Zach Crothers and Jimmy Scott and Joey Zielinski. So they've got some pieces up front that have already been pretty active on that defense for the Panthers. So I'm in on Pittsburgh right now. I think that Rich Rod is going to have to figure this thing out, and it is not going to happen this week, unfortunately, against their hated rival. But I love having it back. I mean, I just absolutely love this rivalry and what it brings to that region, and I think it should be played every single year. I think the backyard brawl should be a staple, and I hope that this game never goes away. It's been great to have it back the last couple of years.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Meantime, bouncing around, I've got Baylor and Samford. I mean, it's Baylor, it's Samford. Baylor got a big win last week against SMU. you just look at this game and you say, okay, can you get that defense to play the way it did late in the game? Will Sawyer Robertson keep putting up some huge numbers? He's been tremendous so far for Baylor. But there's not a lot in this game to look at and say, I'm going to learn something here for the Baylor Bears. You're not. But you know what? They played a tough non-con already. They played Auburn and SMU. They deserve a game like Samford. I'm sorry. And then, you know, the game after that, they've got Arizona State, which is suddenly, I mean, it was already one of the biggest games in the Big 12, but it becomes an enormous game coming up next Saturday. So I'm good with Baylor getting a little tune-up. They deserve it after their first couple of weeks of play. So good on Baylor. Get that tune-up game. Everyone has them, and you guys deserve it after your weeks one and weeks two. Cincinnati takes on Northwestern State. So that game is being played in Cincinnati on Saturday afternoon. And, you know, Cincinnati got a softy last week. I mean, not FCS-level softy, but they got a softy last week with Bowling Green, took care of business after losing to Nebraska. And if there's something you're looking to take out of this game, if you're a Cincinnati fan, it's the actual pieces themselves around Sorsby. I want to see if Evan Pryor can have a big breakout game at running back for Cincinnati. That's what I want to see. The Ohio State transfer has shown you flashes and moments, but like even last week, Sorsby was the leading rusher. It wasn't Pryor. So I'm watching and I'm thinking to myself, man, I see him make a great cut. See him make a solid run. He hasn't had a huge run yet, but a solid run. And he had some of these against Nebraska too. And I'm like, I want to love this guy. I want to think that he can be one of the best running backs in the Big 12. I just haven't quite seen it yet. And if there's a time that it could happen, then it would be great to see that play out at Northwestern State. And then you go to Kansas to open up league play. And, you know, that game will probably lay the foundation for both of those teams the rest of the way. That's a really intriguing game. But Cincinnati's problem has been they beat the teams they're supposed to beat, and then they lose to the teams they're supposed to lose to. That's been the MO for Scott Satterfield the last couple of seasons. Iowa State trying to keep it rolling against Arkansas State. Listen, I love Iowa State. They're clearly one of the best teams in the Big 12. I had them atop my power rankings last week. They're 3-0, or this week, they're 3-0. But I don't know. Is this like one of those sneaky games no one's thinking about? They're on the road. I don't think it is. I really don't think it is. But it just is one of those games where you say, huh, what if? What if? I mean, I don't think so. They won the game last year 52-7. So I'm really not too concerned about it. And Iowa State does look just totally legit. But, you know, take the foot off the pedal, fourth game of the season, played in week zero, on the road, conference play next week. Yeah, you know, crazier things have happened. But I'm not going to sit here and expect that by any stretch of the imagination at all. I'm not going to pick that. It's just one of those ones that makes you think. They're playing Arkansas, or they played Arkansas last week on the road. They played Southeast Missouri before that. So I'm all in on Iowa State and them just steamrolling Arkansas State this weekend. And I think it's going to be a big old blowout. So I'm going to give you a bonus pick here. I do like Iowa State minus the 20.5. I think that's a good number you can get. You know, if it gets the three touchdowns, I always get a little nervous on some of these games, but I will take Iowa State minus the points in this one. I like them to go to Arkansas State and take care of business fairly easily. The fourth game in a row always concerns me a hair, but you know what? I'm all in. And this Arkansas State team, once again, played Arkansas last week, so they've got back-to-back games against Power Four competition. That is a tough spot for them to be in, no doubt about it. Next up, we've got Utah and Wyoming on the road for the Utes. That can always be a little tricky, right? Just always has that potential to be a little tricky. We've seen this with Big 12 teams going on the road to Wyoming. It's happened before. What was it? Gosh, who was that couple of years back? They played out of the Big 12. They gave them a good run for their money. It was Texas Tech. That's right. They beat Texas Tech in double overtime a couple of years back in the season opener. So Wyoming can be one of those places where it does get a little hairy. But Utah's a heavy favorite in this game. Obviously, I've been very high on the Utes and Devin Dampier and what he can be and what he has been through a couple of games for this team. Wyoming hasn't really played anybody. They've beaten Akron. They've beaten Northern Iowa. They're always tough, though, especially at home. But Utah's not going to be bothered by the elevation. That's the one thing you know about the Utes. The elevation's not going to bother them one bit. So for Utah, I'm just curious to see how much they actually lean into this game, knowing they've got Texas Tech next week, 11 a.m., huge game for both of these teams. For me, there's going to be a rematch of those two teams in the Big 12 championship. So that's why I look at that game and I say, I hope they're not caught looking ahead, because if you do get caught looking ahead when you're taking on a team like Utah, it can get a little dicey. Just ask some of these other Big 12 teams that have been up there and have had some issues. Even Texas 2 years ago, they got a big win at Wyoming, but as I recall, that first half was a little squirrely for the Longhorns, if I'm remembering that right. That game a couple of years ago. And then BYU blew them out last year. But listen, Wyoming is not a team that you can overlook when you talk about Group of Five competition. TCU's taking on Abilene Christian. That should be a blowout on behalf of the Horned Frogs. So that's one that you look at and you say to yourself, you know what? The Horned Frogs are going to be okay. They're, of course, on basically 2 weeks rest after playing Monday night, Labor Day Monday, against Bill Belichick. They were off last weekend. So now they have this tune-up game against Abilene Christian. After that, they are going to go play SMU, who, of course, just played Baylor. So this is a nothing game for TCU. There's nothing out of this game that we're going to learn. There's no real storyline to watch. There's nothing that you're going to look at and say to yourself, man, if only this, or let's keep an eye on that. I mean, you hope they show up. You hope they put on their pads, and the rest you let take care of itself. And then Arizona State, Texas State. It's a sneaky game. Arizona State's only favored by a couple of scores, 15.5 points. Texas State has beaten Eastern Michigan convincingly, and they won at UTSA, which is a really solid win at the Group of Five level. Now they go to Arizona State. Arizona State is fresh off of that loss against Mississippi State, where, of course, they blew it at the very end. So this is not a walk in the park for Texas State. My hope is that Kenny Dillingham has these guys basically refocused in a way that maybe they weren't when you look back on last week's game. So for Texas State, you know, this is not a team that's going to knock your socks off, but they were able to put up 43 points, and it really wasn't because of anything the offense did. I mean, yes, they got a good ground game attack. They punched the ball in four rushing touchdowns, but they weren't lights out on the ground. They had 168 rushing yards on 46 carries. So this is not something where you're sitting there and saying to yourself, oh man, well, you know, that ground game is just unbelievable. That's wild. And they're starting a freshman at quarterback in Brad Jackson, local guy, San Antonio guy, but he's a freshman. So if you're Arizona State, in your house, and you can't take care of a freshman quarterback in this offense, then this team's going to be in for more hurting than we originally thought this year. And they are not going to be what we expected of them, which was a team that could defend their Big 12 championship title. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We're glad that you're here as always as a part of the show. Make sure that you are subscribed. Week 3 is upon us. We've got you covered. I'll have a full reaction show coming your way on Sunday. So once again, make sure you're subscribed to HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We're glad that you're here as always joining us, and we appreciate your time. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, and go Big 12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.